Hey
Paneloids
man,
live stream.
Paneloids live stream. So, did you just find that out?
Well, one, yeah, I just found that out, and two, I just read the intro you're about to read. So,
yeah. Let's fucking go. We're Paneloids comic live stream where we talk all things comics every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. I'm your host Pierre, still running this shit with your favorite boy, motherfucking big breathing, knowledge knowing, Rivera collecting, fingertip touching, trivia non-winning, old hat Jeremiah. That's right. If you miss our trivia episode, I am the crown champion.
Current champion. I just want to stop at the top of the hour and give our producer and our great main mind behind Paneloids, Kyle, a big congratulations on becoming a father. His daughter was born earlier this week, so congratulations to Kyle and his beautiful and wonderful wife Melissa and their beautiful baby Isley. Moving on.
Yeah, I love it. I also want to hope for a speedy recovery for Dimitri after falling on the ice before his live stream hit his head, and he will not be joining us tonight. Now officially moving on to the nerdy news, which that's kind of the nerdy news. That's part of it. I mean, that's our nerdy news, right?
Phantom, so. Thank you so much for coming. It's nice to see you, sir.
Phantom made it. Yes, thank you, Phantom. We appreciate that. Kyle appreciates it. Also, Kyle, he's in the shadows for the record. So he's now...
He is producing behind the screen. He is the wizard in the booth.
My mom wanted to wish you a congratulations, Kyle, by the way. So to you and Melissa. Now, officially moving on to nerdy news. Foggy and Karen are back. Foggy and Karen, you may ask who we're talking about. Well, if you look on Jeremiah's left arm, yes. It is Daredevil. Daredevil's coming back, and so is Foggy and Karen.
Specifically referring to Ellen Henderson and Deborah Ann Werthel reprising their roles as Foggy and Karen, and I am absolutely in love with it. Elden is the best Foggy there could have been. He was, the moment the show was announced for Netflix, he was the number one dream cast. It was bigger than John Krasinski as Reed. He was the one that everyone wanted. We got him, and I was so terrified that we were going to lose him. Not only were we going to lose him, but there was rumors and speculation that Born Again wouldn't even have a Foggy or a Karen, which would have made me very, very upset. Foggy is just as important as Matt. So
how did Daredevil end? And spoiler alert to everyone, because season I didn't understand three? That they were just gonna cancel out Foggy and Karen. So like, well,
Foggy and Karen have decided to move on without him, because he was too caught up being Daredevil.
So it was an easy
on Daredevil now with Born Again, which it makes no sense. Yeah, okay, I can see him giving an Oliver Platt vibe. It made no sense because I know they're not doing Born Again, but Born Again, the storyline revolves so much around Karen. Like, the importance of it is Karen. Now, Deborah Ann Werthel as Karen, she's fantastic. But I am going to take a page out of Kyle's playbook. I want to see her die. Like, I don't want to see Karen make it through Born Again season one. I do want to see Bullseye kill Karen, mainly because I do want to see Kristen eventually. Matt has had many, many, many love interests, so I'm okay with it not being Karen. So that's all I want to say on that front, but I'm very, very, very excited that both of them are reprising their role for Born Again.
Yeah, it seems like they're going in the right direction with this, so I'm excited for them to get some
a lot of rewrites. We are getting the actor who played Bullseye, he is coming back. That it was just confirmed.
I saw that.
2 days ago, I think. So there's been a lot of rewrites to Born Again, which makes me excited because it can't be bad, like, especially because of everything that's going on right now. Like, I was worried when we got rid of Foggy, we got rid of Karen, we're most likely replacing or getting rid of Bullseye. Like, who's going to be the big bad? It ain't going to be Leapfrog. So yeah. We are getting Bullseye back, which is nice. So, yes, I also do hope they recast Elektra. I did not like the actress who played Elektra. I didn't think she had the like brooding down, but that's all she had. That's the only negative I will say about the Netflix series is I wasn't a huge fan of how they did Elektra. But other than that, I love the Netflix series flawlessly almost. Moving on. Yes, I want Stiltman. You have no idea how bad I want Stiltman, dude. You have no idea. Wilbur Day. Let's get Lady Stiltman in here. Let's do the whole goddamn shebang.
So, Jason Aaron is up next in our news. Jason Aaron to write the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one.
Let fucking go. There's no way that this is going to be bad. I don't know who's going to be the artist on the book. I know for a fact we're going to get some Kevin Eastman covers alongside of it, because that's how Turtles works. I hope my boy Ethan Young gets some love with some covers, if not some interiors. IDW, get Ethan Young some interiors. But yeah, Jason Aaron writing anything is worth trying. His run on Thor is... they are not rebooting it. It is starting over at number one. Everything that has been in the mythos is continuing. They just need a spike in numbers and pulling the Marvel card, and let's just slap a new number one on, and Jason Aaron's going to have his fun with it. There's no way it's going to be bad. It's going to be fantastic.
I like that, and then also don't like it, because it's like I do want to get just like something fresh, something new, you know? So I want to see like his take on it, you know?
Well, I don't know if it's 100% confirmed that it's not a reboot, but I think it's not a reboot. If it is a reboot, I'm still okay with it too, because I'm right there with you. Like his take on Raphael will be better than any Raphael I think we've seen. His take on Michelangelo will be very, very interesting. It is not a reboot. It's a continuation, which I'm fine with. I'm good with. Because again, Jason Aaron's voice behind these characters is exactly what we need right now, I feel. Turtles gets a nice refresh by having Jason Aaron at the helm. So,
yeah, no, I'm happy to see it. So maybe this might be, I haven't picked up a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in a long time, but maybe this will be the start of something. And I think that's probably it too. You put a big name on it and
yeah, a three issue test is going to be great. If you just give it three issues, if you like it, keep getting it. If you don't like it, you stop at three issues. You're fine.
That's it. Well, speaking of other things, free trials, CGC free membership submissions. What does this mean?
CGC just announced earlier today that the free membership is now allowed to submit comics. Previously, if you had a free membership with CGC, the only thing you could really do is use their resources tabs. You could check the census, you could check the registry, but you couldn't actually submit books. You had to get to the next tier up, which is the associate tier for 25, and then there is the advanced tier for 150, and then there is the like premium tier for 250. Now, the way this previously worked is if you had the 25 and the $150, you got a little bit of a discount. If it were for SS, they would let you. But yes, they would let you, but it had to go through other channels. It's a separate thing. Like to submit straight raw books without signatures, you couldn't do it as a free member. Now you can, and all those other memberships, the 25, the 150, and the 250, now have discount tiers associated with them. So it's 10% off for the first two tiers and 20% off the the top tier. And Kyle is struggling already with fatherhood by dropping a baked potato all over himself. Why is CGC doing this? Because of the whole scam.
Yeah. That's where I wanted to go with it. That is 100%. It's like, hey, don't look over there, like I got 20% discounts over here.
They're trying to make nice. Another thing that was announced through another YouTuber, if you watch West Coast Dan Vengers and the 99 Newsstand on Instagram, they work together really well. They've been doing a great job with their interviews. They recently sat down with CGC's president, and they are opening, which I think is a terrible idea. This is just my opinion. They are opening a 9.9 pre-screen, meaning, since Pierre, I know you don't submit books that often, I will explain.
I read about this too. Yeah. Yeah. I don't, I don't like this. This so, actually hurts. Yes. It's like you gave me something good, and then I forgot that they did this, and it's like, why? Like, didn't the pain of everything that you just did just happen, and now you're going to make it worse for me?
Yeah. So in my time working comics retail, I have submitted about 340 books, give or take. How many 99s do you think I've gotten in that time?
One.
I've gotten one 99. Yeah. In all those books. And there are many of them that got 9/8. There are many of them that got way below 9/8. The fact that you're setting up a pre-screen for 9/9 is definitely going to pollute the waters for 9/9. It's going to drop the grades for 9. I mean, it's going to drop the values for 9.8. And it's a big waste of money if you're just going to reject all those books because they were submitted under the 9/9 pre-screen and not the 9/8. So time will tell when that becomes a thing, how that will affect everything. But CGC definitely giving us a cupcake while also putting a knife kind of near our faces a little bit. If you submit, can you resubmit? Yes, that is completely up to you. It's your waste of money if that's what you want to do. That is CGC's whole goal, I bet, is for you to submit 9/9 pre-screens, then reject every single one of them, and you submit back for a 9/8, and then you just wasted $8 to $20 each book. So, yeah.
Okay, so Phantom's got a large one there. So Phantom saying, so in the original Dark Horse, where they had all the red bands to cover their eyes, I like that look. Back in the day, Chow Yun-Fat was going to direct an animated movie like that, but it didn't happen.
I'm going to stop you right there, Phantom. Mirage is who produced Teenage Mutant Turtles, not Dark Horse. Dark Horse has never had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles license. I am fairly confident in that Dark Horse has never had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles license. They've been through Image. They've been through IDW. They've been through Marvel. They've been through Archie. They have not been through Marvel. My mistake. They've been through Archie. They have not been through Marvel. To my knowledge, they have never been through Dark Horse, and I'm willing to bet money on that. But yes, the original Mirage, when they all wore red red bandanas, and it was a lot. Didn't Dark Horse try to acquire Mirage in 2007? They tried, but they didn't. The anime just sold to Nickelodeon.
Ha! So, you really are a dictionary, but you still lost the trivia. Anyway, yes. No, but seriously, I didn't realize how big of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan you actually were.
I like the turtles. I'm not like, oh my god, I need every turtle book.
You know their whole track record.
Yes, it's very fascinating because of what happened with them. I mean, in 1986, they were the first four issues. Here's a fun history fact for you here. First four issues of Teenage Mutant Turtles are not comic book size. They're actually like newspaper. They're newsprint. They're much bigger than a normal comic book. And then with the fifth issue, they went down to a normal comic book size.
It wasn't even supposed to be like a thing. Like, wasn't it just like a gag, basically? And they're like,
No, Teenage Mutant Turtles was like legit real. Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird like actually worked hard on it. It was their love letter to Frank Miller, because they based the Teenage Mutant Turtles powers come from the same accident that gave Daredevil his powers. Mm-hmm. Right. And actually, there was supposed to be a fifth turtle named Kirby that never came to fruition. That was a plan early on and it got scrapped. But anywho, but in 1986, when the Turtles came out, they were not for children, not at all for children. And then when the cartoon came out in 1990 and the toy line started, it all bets were off. Turtles became literally 1991 there was a book called Turtle Mania, because that's what it really became. And like, they have one of the most dedicated fandoms out there in comics. So Usagi Yojimbo movie, let's go. We did get a Usagi animated series, kind of. We got Samurai Rabbit on Netflix if you want to go watch that. It is aimed more towards children, but Stan Sakai is a executive producer on that show, so it is fantastic. Also, Usagi did appear in the Teenage Mutant Turtles cartoons in the early 90s. So let's move on, because Pierre looks like a deer in headlights right now.
So Usagi I'd never followed, but I've seen the covers, and I feel like it'd be something I would like.
Oh my god, you would love Usagi.
Netflix should like adapt it. I feel like they did really well with this new show that just came out. I think it was like Blue Samurai or some shit.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get
they've been coming out with some bangers.
Cool.
But yeah, let's move on. So speaking of animated shows, Batman Caped Crusader to be rather violent compared to Batman animated series. Now I actually heard about this. So it's apparently gonna be everything that he wanted to do with animated series, but he couldn't, right? Is like it, animated series was like kids. It was like Paul more Dini? Of a kids based show. I have no idea. That's all I know is that it was everything that they wanted to do with anime series, and it was like darker.
Who's
like they wanted to make it darker.
Is it Max?
I think the same people that did anime series.
All right, let's go. I'm cool with more violent. I mean, finally make them interesting would be cool.
Yeah, I think we need that in like a show.
Yeah,
I don't think we've had that. We've had them in like movies.
We
kind of some
we
of
don't
them.
Need boundaries. We don't need Bat Dick. Don't give us Batman Damned. But I want
no,
a more
keep
violent.
The Bat Dick. But for Kyle's sake, I hope they do give us Bat Dick because he has Batman Dick first appearance.
I would love some Dick Bat. I would love some Dick Grayson as Batman because he was the best Batman.
Oh, we're talking about Dick, not Batman.
We were talking about Bat Dick. We started talking with Bat Dick in Batman Damned, but now we're talking about Dick Bat. Yeah.
I hope they give who's the one that no one talks about ever?
Tim Drake?
Yeah, give him exactly. I don't even know his name. Give him some spotlight.
Like, oh, Red Robin. Look at. I mean, he's bisexual now, which is awesome. Yeah.
Okay, just put him in there. I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I don't know where he is. Where is this guy?
He's running around with Titans right now.
He gets forgotten like Superboy does, and it's sad. So
Usagi was in Dark Horse. Yes, Usagi was a part of Dark Horse for a while. Went back to IDW. Now is back at Dark Horse. Actually, okay. You know what? Phantom, do me a favor. You have me on TikTok. Send me your address. I'm going to send you this Paulo Rivera 1/25 Usagi variant. I have an extra of it because the one that I have is now remarked by and signed by Stan Sakai. So this is an extra one that I have. I will send this to you. Send me your address on TikTok.
Boom.
And yeah. And moving on, there will also be stickers included. Yes, I will include some stickers.
There will also be stickers. That's awesome. just to touch a little bit on Batman still before we move on. This new video game coming out, Suicide Squad, I've been seeing a lot of it.
Oh my God. Like, why amazing. Does it look so good?
Yeah. It doesn't have the right. I'm really excited for it. I wasn't excited, and then I started hearing more and more about it. I saw, you know, gameplay and everything, so the Joker's in it, but it's based off of the Arkham Batman. Like, it's still the same world. It's just Metropolis. And I guess in the game, as you're playing, Batman stalks you. Like, you'll be doing other missions, and if you look to, like, the left, he's at the top of the, like, building, and then, like, you look back, he's gone.
Like, I'm curious if, like that. You take a wrong turn, he can do you in. Like, that'd be dope. Like,
yeah.
If there's, like, a timer behind it all, and if you take too
there
long,
is a Batman mission where you could... fight him. You do fight him, but I think it's just, like, through, like, everything, all the chaos, he's just watching. And, like, it's actually kind of menacing, which is actually really dope.
That would be my idea for a Spawn game, is you don't play as Spawn, you play as, like, a normal civilian that's just trying to get by, and as crime is happening around you, like, Spawn is just coming in and taking people out, so if you start acting up amok, like, Spawn could come for you. Like, that'd be a fun game in my opinion, but
that would be
this
cool.
Suicide Squad
cool.
game looks amazing.
So did you watch the video of about Joker too? Because Joker apparently is Elseworld. So Joker from the Arkham games died. Batman killed
him.
So that happened. Or not really. It's not back. Batman.
He
really
died.
Killed
Batman
killed
didn't
him,
kill
whatever.
Him.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this Joker is from an Elseworld, and they brought him into this universe.
I gotta watch
I don't
that
know
video,
exactly
though.
How that's gonna play. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting, and it's cool. His gameplay is sick. And then they're doing chapters, so like it's almost like a comic book where they're gonna introduce new playable characters every almost seasonal. So I'm excited just to see that and the missions that they give you. It sounds like DLC, but at the same time a lot of DLC.
Yeah,
so
if you're gonna make me pay for DLC, give me extra content. And with a game like Suicide Squad, with the ability to throw in more characters, to throw in more missions, I'm willing to chuck what's a new game now, $70, and then if you get all the decent DLC with it, let's say another $70, I'm willing to pay $150 if you give me 400 hours worth of gameplay similar to the new Spider-Man game. So
yeah. So keeping DC going, another Justice League member, Green Lantern, John Stewart. We have an actor, Sterling K. Brown, who has expressed interest in playing our favorite Lantern, at least my favorite Lantern.
I will watch anything Sterling K. Brown is in. I am all on board for him playing John Stewart. He has the muscles. He has the acting chops. He has the jawline. I'd be intimidated if he came at me with a Lantern ring on. So, yeah, by all means, Sterling K. Brown, you are our John Stewart.
I don't know what he's been in, personally. I had no idea who he is.
Why? Pierre.
I was going to let you just keep going, but I feel like I got to let you know. I don't know.
He's a fantastic actor. He's an absolutely fantastic actor. He was in Army Wives. He was in This Is Us. Like, my favorite thing that he's ever done is, it's stupid. I'm a big West Wing fan. Yeah, I'd smash hard. His wife would have to pull me off of him. But my favorite thing that he's ever done, I'm a West Wing fan. And during the pandemic, they did a live West Wing episode, which is a minor spoiler for West Wing, but one of the main characters in the show passed away. And so Sterling K. Brown reprised that character's role, even though the character who died is a 5'4" white man. And Sterling K. Brown is like a 6'8" black man. I don't think he's 6'8". I think he's like 6'6". But he just played that role so well of just the staunch individual. And that's a great idea for his acting chops in terms of John Stewart, because of how serious he is in that role and how he can put in like a one or two line zinger that will really just send you over, because it's the serious person cracking the joke makes it that much funnier. But yeah, he was in This Is Us. He was in Army Wives.
I don't know what he looks like, but you're painting a really good picture, and I'm excited.
Picture the most handsome black man you can, and you're okay. Close.
So Dimitri.
If Dimitri's jaw was a little more chiseled. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's mean. He's in bed and he just hit his head last night or this morning. I don't know when.
His chin might be more chiseled now. Love you, Dimitri. Dimitri, I love you.
other actors, we're talking about Anya Colorado, has officially been cast as Cersei in Creature Commandos. She's from Witcher, if you've been watching The Witcher.
Nope, I haven't watched Witcher. I haven't read Creature Commandos in a very long time, so.
I wish I knew more about that, because I also didn't watch The
Witcher. I thought Creature Commandos was supposed to be animated.
Yeah, no, it is. I think she's going to be voice.
Oh, she's voice acting Cersei. Okay.
Yeah. But to that point, I know that James Gunn has been very vocal of wanting everything to flow right. So whether it's the animated series. Yeah. So it's all going to connect. So she might end up playing it in a real life, this incarnation of it. So we'll see. Another actor, Caitlin Dever, has been cast as Abby in season 2 of The Last of Us. I actually saw this. I don't know what she's from, but the actress is perfect for Abby.
Okay. I mean, so I haven't played Last of Us 2. I played Last of Us 1, which was a fantastic game. So
I'll say it's a better casting than the main girl, whatever her name is.
Ellie?
Yeah, Ellie. I don't think she doesn't really look like Ellie. And I feel like there was a better actress for Ellie, and they didn't do it. Not that like, she's a good actress. I like her. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. Anyways, another season 2. Ahsoka season 2 is officially in development.
Let's go. I mean, Rosie O'Dawson can do no wrong. Give her all the money. Yeah. And she's a good Ahsoka. And we need more Ahsoka. Tend to your baby, okay? Like, leave this conversation to the grown-ups, all right?
Who's that guy, Balor, whatever his name is? Lord Balor? I forgot his name already.
From the show?
The main guy. Yeah, the actor that passed away.
He passed away? Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah. Which sucks, because it's like, he was a sick role. Like, I really fucking liked him. So, which there's certain actors that kind of look like him that will do
in a pinch.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be a better casting than they did with The Witcher season 4. Everyone that knows about The Witcher season 4 casting will understand what I mean by that. If you don't, look it up. It's not good. New Star Wars movie coming called The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Let's go.
They got to rename that. They got it.
Well, we're getting a fourth season and a movie. That's what has been reported. My question is why the fourth season will be a movie.
Could be a thing.
I thought it was both. I mean, it might be. I don't know.
Could just drop it as a movie on Disney Plus.
It better be a long ass fucking movie. I'm good with 6 hours of Mandalorian.
Star Wars movies aren't long.
Actually, watch A New Hope, dude. You'd be shocked at how short it is. Really, though.
I don't know. We're not talking 3 hours on that one?
No, I think A New Hope is just over 90 minutes. I want to say it's like 94 minutes. Wow. But I know one of the original trilogy is really short. I think it's A New Hope. But anywho, yeah, more Mandalorian, more Grogu. Let's go. Yes, it does need a new name, like Return of Grogu or Enter.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like that. Or like Planet of the Ape Apes or something like that. What is it? The Rise of the Planets of the Apes?
The Apes trilogy? The Fall of the Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, too many names.
It's the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I think it is.
The Rise, the Fall, and the Kingdom of the Planet.
While beneath and going through.
The Apes. Apes. Anyway. yes, Phantom. I wish Return of the Jedi was shorter. Yeah. I wish, honestly, a lot of them were a little shorter. I don't know. I'm looking back at all the time I spent on these movies. It's, you know what sucks is that you can't, like, as an adult, you want to dedicate an evening to watching those. You really can't. Like, it's tough to get through a whole...
I mean, the original trilogy, you could get through in an evening if you start at 5 and go to bed at 9 and 10. But you can't do that with the prequels or the new trilogy, for sure. Way too long. Movies are just too long nowadays, to be honest. I mean, I'm trying to be a positive person. Like, whenever anyone talks shit on here, I always try to be the positive voice. But I gotta pee now a lot because I'm old.
Yeah, so you do pee a lot. That is a thing. You mentioned that a lot. So movies are too long. We should clip how many times you mentioned how you have a peeing problem.
Yeah, maybe I should see my doctor. But anyway, movies, yeah. Make them shows. I'm cool with that.
The shows are great, but then they lose me halfway through. That's the only problem. Like, I'm like fourth episode and I'm like, oh, this show sucks. But no, they also, and I'm talking about like the Marvel shows, like they haven't been the greatest. So I'm hoping that like we get more girth from them. Pause on pause. Anyways, keeping Star Wars going. Rey Skywalker, new Jedi Order movie planned to be the next Star Wars movie. I'm with that. I like her. I like the idea of her. I don't hate everything that they did. I think they just keep going with it and make the haters fall in love with her, because I feel like people hate it for reasons they don't even understand.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I do know.
They don't have
they
valid.
Didn't connect it well enough.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to. It's not for you.
No. Well, it's just they didn't connect it to like the movies. Like, they were just like, oh, this is happening. So like, there was no like smooth transition into it. So I respect that, and I think now they've built that, and I think you're getting more and more of that. So now it's like, just shut the fuck up. Take some Rey because she's awesome. Phantom wants a Thrawn trilogy.
I mean, we're getting Thrawn all over the place. I like it better with Thrawn being all over the place and just have three movies with Thrawn as the big bad. I'd rather have six projects with Thrawn in it, which is what it appears to be, because Clone Wars, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, all are dealing with Thrawn. So, like, if he shows up in the new movies, it's going to be great, too, because it just keep continuing. But, yeah, Thrawn needs more love. I agree with that. So,
did you see that they're also adapting a What If series for Star Wars?
No, I did not see this. What?
Yeah. So we didn't put this in the notes. But yeah, that's another Star Wars news thing that I stumbled upon. So they are coming out with a What If series at some point. I'm not sure when. But we did put it in the notes. Okay. Oh, maybe it's probably under rumors, but it's not a rumor. It's going to happen. Yeah, so look out for that at some point.
So I'm also following along with the notes, and I'm just like, dude, Pierre's just going all over the place. I was down in rumors.
Well, that is happening, so keep that in mind. You're gonna get that at some point. Moving on, we're still in news, by the way. We have
I'm back up. I'm with you now.
Live action God of War series for Amazon has begun the writing process. Amazon, take my money. You're amazing.
Storyline do you want? Do you want the original God of War storyline? Do you want the new God of War storyline? Do you want a Kratos who's been through shit, or do you want a Kratos who doesn't know shit? Like, what do you want, Pierre?
I want just from the beginning, from when we first meet Kratos.
Back when he was full of shit and it's like, Ares!
yeah, where he was just angry and wanted to kill all of them.
It wasn't a dad yet? Boy!
Yeah, Yeah, but I do want it to get to that point.
Yeah, you know, yeah. What would be cool is if they start there and then him tell the story of how he got to where he is. So it's him explaining to his kid all the mistakes he made along the way and lots of blood and violence.
Yes, Phantom. Amazon has all the IP. I can't wait for Warhammer.
Warhammer has Henry Cavill in the producing seat. It's going to be amazing. So
how about Fallout? Like, they got Fallout too.
See, I was such a mark for Fallout. I still love Fallout. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love Fallout. I have not played Fallout 76 because I have a job and I need to function in life. I have a wife. So when the show comes, I don't know what will become of me. So it's going to be interesting. Like, I'm excited for it, but I'm also worried for my physical health.
So Jenny's a big player, and Jenny's my fiance for everyone that doesn't know. And if she's listening, but, so she is a big, big Fallout player. She's playing 76 almost every day. We're even talking about getting two TVs and me getting a PS5 so we both can play together.
Is she streaming 76?
No. She just plays. I want her to stream, but she never streams.
She should stream it because I'll watch her stream 76 and I'll just live vicariously through her.
Kyle says she's not listening. She skips when I'm not in the episode. And you're right. She definitely does.
She watches for Kyle.
Yeah. But she said that everything that she's seen from the trailers, or not, I don't know if it was a trailer or just pictures. I don't remember. But either way, she said it looks pinpoint accurate. Like, she's excited for it. So at least they're doing it the right way.
I have a Vault 101 jumpsuit I was wearing earlier today. I just want that noted.
Should have wore it to the podcast, the live stream, podcast live stream, whatever it's called.
It's a podcast, but it's a live stream. It can be both, Kyle.
It's both of them. Speaking of other series that are coming out, this one I'm really not excited for, but Minecraft movie, Jack Black will play Steve in the live action. Okay. Hold on, I take that back. So I'm not excited for the Minecraft movie, but the fact that Jack Black is going to be Steve is funny as fuck.
And, yeah, it's going
to
be great.
And I'll give it a shot because of that.
Yeah.
Like, they just need to be stupid with it. Like, I hope they give him a square body. Like, I hope he's like,
oh yeah, no, I think it's like, I think it's going to be 8-bit live action.
Good.
My knowledge. And Jack Black can do no wrong. Yeah, he has no scandals against him. He can do no wrong. So
he's never, every role he's been in is great. So
I'm sure we're going to get a reference to peaches. Like, they're going to come across fruit and he's like, is there no peaches? Like, that'll be fun.
He's going to, he might have his own, another song.
True. He might.
Could have another song. So Eternals was originally planned to be a weird TV show back in 2015. Okay, I don't know if this is news or just like a rumor, Kyle, I'll be honest with you. I don't know about this one. So I don't really know where to go with this one, Jeremiah.
It probably was going to be along the lines of Inhumans. Inhumans was a weird TV show around 2015. And
what do we mean by weird?
I don't know. Maybe it means very loosely connected to the MCU. That's, I think, why weird is in quotes or something. And it may have done better as a show if you flushed out there's so many characters in Eternals. So they may have done better if they had been able to like flush out the characters a little bit more. I think Gilgamesh deserved way more screen time than he got in the movie. And I mean, Patton Oswalt has come out and said that we're getting a Eternals 2. So we'll see how that goes. Also, I mean, if you're paying Henry Styles to be a Rufus, then they're going to have to do something with that.
What was that?
He's Star Fox. And Star Fox has never done anything wrong. Ever.
Well, you did a little cough thing. I didn't know what that was. A little cough.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. It was in reference to Star Fox. That's all.
All right. Speaking of other shows that are coming, Wonder Man has resumed filming. I don't know how I feel about this show at all.
Give me fun Wonder Man and I'm happy. Give me serious Wonder Man and I'm annoyed. So just have fun with it. We need more fun, especially with the MCU. The MCU was very much serious, especially in the later, the most recent installments. Marvel's was fantastic. It was great. Had humor was on point. Length was on point. It was very exciting. It was very good world building. Do the same thing with this Wonder Man show and everything's going to be fine.
I just don't feel like we need it. Like, who follows Wonder Man? Oh, what do you, oh, Phantom. did you see I can't read this. Did you, She-Hulk isn't getting a second season? Did you know She-Hulk isn't? Okay, gotcha.
As of right now, they have come out and said that Kevin Feige is not interested in doing a second season of She-Hulk. That is subject to change. It's unfortunate. She-Hulk deserved a second season. Pierre, shut your mouth. It deserved a second season. I hope we get some revenge of that. And I mean, she could be showing up in Wonder Man. And the Marvels is coming to Disney Plus on February 4th. So if you haven't seen it yet, see it then. It's fantastic. So
yeah, good movie. Much better than She-Hulk. Anyways, Marvel Studios confirms all Netflix series are MCU canon.
As they should be. They have been from the start. And there's no reason to erase that, with the exception of the Defenders. Moving on.
Have you watched Echo?
I haven't had the time, which is the only reason on. I haven't watched
Blades.
It. I heard it's good, and it's got my boy in it. Like, I need to watch it. I just haven't had the time.
So I just want to burst that bubble real quick. Apparently, he's in 1 minute of it.
I'm fine with him being in 1 minute. I can get off in 1 minute.
I know.
Pierre, if you can't get off in 1 minute, you have too much pride. That's really what it boils down to.
Here's my thing with that, is that they made it and pumped all the advertising to make it seem like he was, like, in it. Like, it's Echo and Daredevil, and it was like Echo, or no, it's like Daredevil, boom, gone, and then it's all Echo, which I'm okay with. I want to give the character a chance. I just feel like it's kind of same thing, like, who the fuck is
you thought Echo? It was false advertising.
Yeah, I'm suing Marvel, actually. I'm in the middle of a heated... Yeah, I lost already, though.
Kevin Feige, when you get that knock on your door, answer it.
Blade's MCU casting is more complex after that fact. He was in Luke Cage.
Oh, because Copperhead was the same actor that is playing Blade, which is why that makes sense. But here's a fun little comic book thing for you. The Marvel official handbook that came out in 1986 lists all the Marvel characters that have. It was basically a Marvel Bible at that point. And in the earlier issues, they listed all the, like, more important characters. And the fun fact about it is there were so many blonde-haired, blue-eyed characters that they just used the same image for all of them. So Captain America, Hawkeye, Johnny Storm. There's, like, three other characters that all had the same exact image. So they could just, like, fuck around with that. Like, when Luke Cage runs into Blade, like, you look familiar, kind of. That'd be funny. I'm cool with it. Yeah. Sure, he played Copperhead. Copperhead was in 6 episodes, and he got fucked up, and so what? I don't care. He's a fantastic actor. I don't even know
who Copperhead is in the comic. What is who's Copperhead?
He was literally just a gangster. Very similar to how he was in Luke Cage. Okay, so
then who cares? Easily forgettable.
He was a big villain in the Luke Cage series, and he made subsequent appearances in Power Man and Iron Fist until he died in, like, 94, I think.
I never watched any of the original Netflix shows other than... I'm up to season 2. I finished season 2 of Daredevil, and I just started Jessica Jones.
You haven't seen Jessica Jones yet. You haven't seen Luke Cage yet.
I'm in, like, the 3rd episode of Jessica Jones. So I met Purple Man.
Oh, man. So. I'm jealous of you getting to watch it for the first time. Like, I am jealous.
I'm not.
Jessica Jones is fantastic. If you don't think so, you're wrong.
Is it?
It's okay. It is. Oh, it is. It gets there. Also, like, nothing against you, Pierre. Nothing against you. But there are so many Easter eggs hidden within Jessica Jones that if you were, like, a hardcore comics reader, like, you would be salivating at all the references. Patsy Walker, Nuke, Jules, suit cameo, the fact that she can fly but she's afraid so she doesn't actually fly, all the Dave Mack artwork, the fact that, like, Purple Man's in the series, like, oh man, it's so good. And Luke Cage, when you watch Jessica Jones, Luke Cage is only going to get better because of it. So
yeah. you want to read what Kyle said there?
Nothing against you, but you don't read old comics, so you are lesser. I've never said that without quoting Kyle right there. I'm just saying that
I don't know, you just said it right now, and it's going to clip very well.
Especially the Netflix shows, they did such a good job of entwining Easter eggs to keep hardcore fans happy while introducing the material for new readers to, new watchers to enjoy, essentially. And they did such a great job with it. They really did. So you got to give them their due.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. I like that it's darker than what I guess Marvel has given us in their shows. So like they definitely push some lines. Like I've watched the episode, and for anyone that hasn't watched it, I mean, that's crazy. I feel like I'm the only one who hasn't watched it at this point. But the fact that that one episode, the girl shoots her parents in the elevator, I think that was the first or second episode. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was not ready for it at all. But Tuckleman, I guess that's his thing.
Yeah, yeah. Phantom is saying, I can't remember if they talked about Joan's character Diamond. Are you referring to Jewel? Let me know if you're referring to Jewel there, Phantom. There's a sex scene in Luke Cage. So like they did make them more adult in a good way. Not like because Jessica Jones is a mature comic. It was a Max comic. Luke Cage is a more mature comic. Daredevil is a more mature comic. So they definitely went the more mature route with them on Netflix, which was nice. So
yeah. Well, last thing on our nerdy news agenda is Greg Capullo is on Interiors for a new Wolverine comic.
We're coming back to comics. Interiors. Yes, comics, which is the whole point of this whole goddamn thing. We're getting Capullo on Wolverine. Let's go. Let's go. Capullo on Wolverine.
What's Interiors mean for someone that just started reading comics?
To the inside artwork, not just covers, but the pages inside. Speaking of pages, we are moving on to Collection Acquisition, and on this coming weekend I am turning ancient. I'm turning 32, so I bought myself a birthday present. I got a new Paula Rivera page.
You can't keep doing this.
This is page 18 from Ghost Rider's Mythos that came back out in 2007. It's a fantastic page featuring Johnny and Mephisto, and I love how the reflection has the Ghost Rider in it. While Johnny's just still on his dirt bike, but the reflection is Ghost Rider on the hog. And I also love the silhouette of Mephisto in that middle panel right there. Like it's beautiful. Awesome. It's one of his painted pages. And because it was from the later run of Mythos, it's actually smaller. This is not your traditional 11x17. This is 8x12, which is really nice because I can display it a little bit more even with other stuff. And my wife doesn't hate it. So.
Yep. Or know how much you spent on it.
She's aware. But yeah. I got a good deal on it. I won't lie. I got a good deal on it. And it was for my birthday. So YOLO.
That's it. You don't turn 32 all the time. Just one time. That's it.
And you turn 33. And what's going on behind you, Pierre?
So I painted my walls black and I collected brain damage because I did the interview last week right after I painted the walls black.
Why did you paint your walls black?
Because I wanted to bring a new ambiance to the room, and I have. And we're in the process of changing the whole room and the whole setup. So we're going to get the little clouds on the roof. You know, we're going to
the LEDs, like the thunder thing?
Yeah. So it's going to come up from that TV back there. So that's going to be like a Sunday project maybe. And so we're going to move things around. Right now, if you could see everything around me, it's a mess.
That's funny because I just organized my office and now your office is in disarray.
Oh yeah, complete disarray. We have a couch right here, so that's nice. So it's comfy. So who knows? We might change the layout here of how I do my podcast. Phantom said, did you see that they're doing a reprint of Avengers Twilight? Did you guys read it? I didn't read it. I picked it up and I'm really fucking excited about it.
It's in my pull list. I haven't grabbed it yet. Yes, it is Dark Knight Avengers, essentially. Written by Chip Zdarsky with art by Daniel Acuna, who could do no wrong. Daniel Acuna's artwork's fantastic. Alex Ross on covers. Yes, it is going back to a second print. It is actually going back to a third print before the second print has even reached shelves yet. So it's got to be good. Speaking of going back to second prints and going back to third prints, the title of this episode, Ultimate Spider-Man 1. Took the comic book world by storm.
It did. Fucking did. It's fucking amazing. I told
No, it's Kyle, ultimate, but go on.
Yeah. No, I literally, so I told Kyle, I think I might drop everything just to concentrate on just Ultimate Spider-Man at this point, because it's that fucking good. That I liked Kill Your Darlings too, so I've been really attacking Kill Your Darlings. That's amazing, so I will plug that. And then I ended up going against everything that I said, and I still picked up my pile this week because there were other books that needed to get picked up too, so it was hard to put all of them down.
Ultimate Spider-Man was Ultimate fantastic. Spider-Man. Yeah, John Hickman. What more can you say? Marco Cicignano's artwork was fantastic. This is a nice new take on Ultimate Spider-Man. I'm glad it's Peter. Don't care what you say, Kyle. I'm happy if we get a new Miles in this universe. I'm fine with it. I like that this book is focused on Peter at the moment. And that is
something to change. But we have a new suit. Yes. We have a suit, and it's not the Spider-Man suit, I don't think. So we saw a silhouette of him, almost like the Dark Knight, sitting, you know, standing at the top of the tower. You see a silhouette, the eyes, but you don't see exactly what his suit is.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
So I'm wondering if it's going to be something different. And it, I mean, we're spoiling it. I don't care.
Spoiling it.
What was the orb? The orb, he opens it up, orb comes out, he has a suit on. We don't know necessarily what a suit is, and that's exciting. Some of the comic book covers, there was one of them in particular that had him in like almost like a black symbiote suit, but looked like it had like a hood instead of not like a hood, like it had like a little point. I don't know what's going on.
There's a lot of great variants for it as well.
Yeah.
There was a store who did an homage to the original Ultimate Spider-Man one. I wish I had made a note of which.
There are a lot of great covers.
There's a lot of great covers for it, for sure. Is there any other books that you want to mention right now that you picked up this week?
Okay, so there's just a few books. So Batman and Robin, I picked up 3 and 4. So the biggest thing with that, if you haven't been following it, this is a big spoiler. There's been a character named Shush through it. And, you know, the whole thing with it was kind of annoying. It wasn't annoying, but I was just like, really? Like, it's like a Hush knockoff. Like, it's just going to be the same thing. Like, what is it? And it's not what you think it is. So I will say it's cool when you find out what it is.
That being said, on the outside looking in, a female version of Hush being named Shush. Mwah, that is genius. That is genius.
It's so simple. And then the whole backstory of like what it could actually be is actually very cool. And then the fourth issue ends with you, I guess. So Robin, Bruce puts Damian in school. So he's in high school.
Yes.
And yeah. one of the soccer players on his team, and kind of like one of the bullies, is a son of a big Batman villain.
But that's not going to play into the fact at all that that's happening.
So that's why he found that out, and now it ends with us like, oh dad, I'm going to avenge you. And I don't want to spoil it, but the guy has a bunch of tally marks on his body.
Ooh, zazz.
So definitely check that out. I love the book. I think they're doing a great job with that. The other book I checked out was Marvel Zombies 4, and I really just want to mention Stephanie Phillips on that because she had a quick story with the Punisher, and it's just been like a small collection of stories.
Yeah, it's an anthology of sorts.
Yeah, but it's very, very cool take on the Punisher and like where he is during all this, and I can't talk about Stephanie Phillips enough. Like, she did a great job at that.
In my opinion, it is very difficult to write a good Punisher story, for he is a very boring character. And I did read that story that you did. It is great. It's a nice little twist on the take of where he should be right now, which is the only way, in my opinion, you can make the Punisher entertaining at the moment. So yeah, I definitely agree that Stephanie Phillips is fantastic. We know this from lots of work, but this little nice story of hers from Marvel Zombies Anthology is really, really nice. We are both reading Uncanny Spider-Man, which has been great. And that needs to keep fucking going in perpetuity. I don't want to see this shit end.
But it feels... Okay, so you're caught up, right?
I think I'm one behind.
Okay, it feels like it's done. Like, I feel like they could end it here.
You also got to remember, they got to do it for trades. So, like, they could... I think I'm one issue behind you. So I think they could end... end it with the next issue, but it just could be the end of the arc, and we need to keep this motherfucking going. This train needs to keep going.
I really hope, but my thing is, I hope they give him a different name or different role, like not just be the Uncanny Spider-Man. I still want him to have a cool costume, maybe keep it in that Spider-Man realm, but give him his own twist on it. I feel like he deserves that character at this point. Like, it's so sick. But yeah, it's. I guess I don't know if you want to go into what the premise has been at all.
I really want people to pick it up, and we spoil so much. So
yeah.
Just go and find Uncanny Spider-Man. It's been selling really, really well. So most likely your stores have copies of it. And if you want to trade weight, the trade is coming in March. So only got a little while to wait. We only spoil books if they suck. That's true.
He has a little ghost friend too in it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, because Nightcrawler is Nightcrawler. So moving on.
Let's cover
just a few rumors, not all the rumors. Let's just cover a few rumors.
All right.
Let's talk Avengers vs. X-Men movie. Do you want to see that?
Yes, 100%. But I also don't because I feel like they're going to... there's no right... Civil War wasn't done properly, I feel like, in my opinion. So
Interesting take. Go on.
And that's my biggest, I don't know. It just... It's a big task. It's Avengers and all the X-Men coming together to fight. And it just, I feel like so many things go wrong. I want to see it. Obviously, I want to see it done right. And I just feel like I don't know.
I think it's just too big of a project for a movie. Especially if you read the Versus 6-part miniseries where they did the individual fights, give me a 6-episode series on Disney Plus with 3 fights in each episode will be so much better than doing it as a movie, in my opinion.
Yeah. Don't do it quick. And that's my problem with Civil War is that Civil War is a great movie. Don't get me wrong. I liked it, but I feel like it was too quick for a story that's lengthy and
going great, back to that Versus series that I was just mentioning. One of my favorite fucking moments in comics ever, Captain America versus Gambit, and Captain America is fighting Gambit single-handedly. He's literally using one hand to fight Gambit, and he's on the phone at the same time bitching orders to other Avengers, and Gambit's getting real goddamn annoyed, and so he decides he's going to charge Captain America's suit because he can charge things with kinetic energy. They just can't be organic. That is the catch for Gambit. He can't do organic matter. And so he grabs a hold of Cap's chest and he starts to charge it. And Cap's in the middle of a conversation and he stops and he goes, "Wait, you can't do that." And Gambit goes, "Those scales ain't made by fishes," and blows the motherfucker up. And he's sent back through the trees. And then Captain America gets up, crushes his cell phone as there's a massive hole in the middle of his suit. He goes, "Now you have my full attention," which is one That's of awesome. Oh, I love that moment so much. Go read that Versus series. I'm not going to tell you how that fight ends. It's fantastic.
They make out.
So yeah, they do make out. So bring wet wipes. We're going to save a bunch of these rumors for next time because we have a lot of stuff to cover because we've had 2 weeks off. Phantom, I have been making videos on covers for the month of January. What is your favorite covers from this month? No shock right now is going to be the Action Comics 1061 and 1-in-50 variant by Paulo Rivera featuring Bizarro. That is currently my favorite cover of the month. Does Pierre have a favorite cover handy?
It's going to be one of the Ultimate Spider-Mans, probably, honestly. Yeah, honestly, this one was kind of fire.
Oh, actually an homage cover to the original Carnage Mad Bomb. Mind Bomb.
I love it.
That's a fantastic cover. Pierre, keep doing that. We're going to share those more. Thank you guys for tuning in. It was great seeing you guys. We're going to get back to this normal scheduled talking all nerd stuff. We will have future interviews. Thank you guys for coming back. Congratulations to Kyle again, and we will see you guys next week.
Did you you enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.